Hey kids, I'm Jeffrey X. Martin from Biff Bam Pop, and this is Songs in the Key of X. Y'all keep coming back for the teeniest, tiniest radio show that isn't on the radio, and I am extremely grateful. Today we start a series within a series, because why not? I thought it would be fun to go back through the space of my living as a creature within the confines of linear time on this plane of existence and find my favorite five songs for each year I have been alive. And I'm old, according to your Gregorian calendar, so this might take a little minute. Let's begin with the year the government says I was born, 1969. Ascending order, as always, whatever always means. And let's kick this shindig off with number five.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. When she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but
we're starting this countdown. Count up? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just do things. I don't have reasons. Anyway, starting this with some Canadian content with the Guess Who and their song Undone. Lots of U's in that title. This song was written by guitarist Randy Bachman, better known to American audiences for his arena rock band Bachman Turner Overdrive, which also had two other guys in it named Turner and Overdrive. Bachman displays his knowing of the jazz chords in this tune, while singer Burton Cummings shows no shame when he whips out the rock and roll jazz flute. It's dirty, if you think of it that way. Cummings also does a little scat singing here, which means either those are the words, or he forgot what the words were for real and just started making noises with his mouth. Number four.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Album Odyssey and Oracle, that is Time of the Season by the Zombies. This song was written by keyboardist Rod Argent, who later fronted a band which was called Argent. Really had to think about that one, huh? This song was released originally in 1968, but it didn't make a splash until early 1969. The band had been not a band for over a year at that point, but Time of the Season still hit number three in America and number one in Canada. Rod Argent really shows off his organ here, slapping it back and forth without really knowing what he's doing. I guess they call it improvisation or something. I don't know what it is. But Who's Your Daddy became a phrase people still use today when they want to pronounce their superiority over others, or when they want to know who your father is. It works both ways. Number three.
It was cold outside my door. So many people by the score, rushing around so senselessly. They don't notice there's people like me. Write lively, yours truly, dear diary.
You know, Now, my love for the prog rocking stretches way back, and this is actually one of the first songs I can remember hearing as a youngster. It's Dear Diary by the Moody Blues, and you're probably sensing a pattern here. Flute. Yeah, that's Ray Thomas on that sweet, mellow rock and roll jazz flute and lead vocals, as opposed to Justin Hayward or John Lodge taking the spotlight. The Moody Blues started as a simple, dime-a-dozen British pop group. But as soon as somebody invented the Mellotron, which was kind of an early synthesizer, the Moodies went ape shit, and it was all concept albums and mystical, introspective lyrics from there on out. I love them. Your mileage may vary. I don't care. If I could put all my awful high school poetry to music like this band did, I would do it too. Number 2.
Rain direction downwards, 30 mind creates a pit that ends in river. And you keep remembering mother screaming, I am mother, woman screaming, I am fertile. And the father, he hasn't been born yet, he hasn't been born yet. All has been forgotten and the plastic turns to rotten rays and smells. While pointing to the deathly beautiful, mother there in pain creating, woman who just lies there waiting. Father, he hasn't been born yet. He hasn't been born yet.
Man, I wish I had discovered this band more than just 6 years ago when my work wife, Stephen Thompson, introduced them to me. Listen to these crazy guys. Now, this is a prime example of the genre known as krautrock, which is kind of racist, but I didn't make it up. That's what it is. The band is Can. The song is Father Cannot Yell. It is from the album Monster Movie, and this vocalist is Damo Suzuki. Now, does he sing? No. Does he sort of mumble under his breath like a prog rock Joe Swanberg? You betcha. And this song is terrifying in so many ways. The use of repetition, the swell of the Hammond organ, the guttural grunting of Suzuki buried in the mix. Yeah, it's avant-garde, but it's also something more. It's scary. It's like nothing that was out there before, and it's one of the best songs from 1969 that you have probably never heard. Maybe you have. I could be totally wrong about who you are and what you do. Number 1. Every musician a virtuoso, but guitarist Robert Fripp was a jet fuel genius, and if any band understands precision, it is King Crimson. Weird rhythms, strange time signature shifts, it's all there in King Crimson songs. This is the first and only single released from the album In the Court of the Crimson King, and they didn't put another single out until 1974 when they released The Night Watch. Vocalist Greg Lake quit the band in 1970 to form Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Probably because he got top billing. I mean, it wasn't King Crimson, and by the way, here's Greg Lake. Bandleader and guitarist Robert Fripp was on a level way above everyone. Did you ever listen to Frippertronics? Essentially, it was an early looping technique that used two side-by-side reel-to-reel tape recorders so he could play with that and record while he was playing, creating layers the entire time. You can do that shit on your phone nowadays, but back then, nobody had even considered that as a possibility. This band, y'all. King Crimson has never not been the shit, and 21st Century Schizoid Man is so stinking cool, the WWE even ripped it off for Asuka's theme song, and that was almost 5 decades later. It doesn't get any more influential than that. So what are your favorite songs from the year of Someone's Lord, 1969? Please cast your votes in the comment section, and while you're at it, take a listen to the entire songs using the video links in the article beneath. Please read all the terrific content at Biff Bam Pop. We got movies and music and wrestling and comics and all kinds of stuff to help you get your geek on. This has been Songs in the Key of X. My name is Jeffrey X. Martin, and until next time...